So let me introduce our panelists for today: Hugh Grant from Monsanto, Greg Page from Cargill, and Rick Smith from Dairy Farmers of America. If you help me welcome them on stage, thank you.
Well, welcome, and thank you all for participating. These are some great partnerships that we have working together. Globally, there's this big focus on food, and the population of the planet's headed towards maybe 9 billion. And the UN estimates that food production has to increase by something like 70% by 2050, which is hard to get your mind around, I think. And we have the opportunity to use our collective scale to help. And by creating efficiency, we can strengthen communities, provide access to healthy food, and benefit the planet. And what we would like to do is just ask each of you to share your thoughts on this subject. And Greg, we'll start with you.
Thanks, Doug. I appreciate the opportunity to be invited and to be part of this. So first, I start with the word of optimism. We can do this. We can feed these 9 billion people, and they're going to be increasingly prosperous, which is a critical part of what we all hope to see in the future. We can do it safely. We can do it affordably, which is important, and I think you and Manuel both mentioned that. And we can do it sustainably. And I think in conjunction with Hugh and other organizations, we can do it on the same or a very small increase in the amount of acres that we use today. So the footprint that agriculture asks of our planet does not need to expand in order to serve those needs. But we can only do that with the kind of behaviors and collaborations that we're hopefully here to talk about today and accelerate. A couple of principles that we think are critical to making that happen. One is comparative advantage, to grow the right crops in the right places on the right soils using the right technology. And that will allow us to feed this burgeoning population and do it on a similar number of acres to today. The second is through partnerships, and particularly vertical partnerships that take into account the needs of every single link. And I think that's where the scale and scope of Walmart as a convener for the conversations to get those partnerships in place is so valuable. The next one is around education. And we see ourselves as having a critical role at Cargill in doing that, whether it's educating a 1/2-acre cocoa farmer in the Ivory Coast about how to increase his yields, improve the quality, reduce his waste, to a 1,000,000-acre farm in some parts of the world, that every one of those has a place to play in a sustainable global agriculture. For that to happen, best ideas need to get shared horizontally from village to village, from state to state, region to region. And we think that that's a role that we can play to get that done. I like to use an expression that much of the future has already been invented. It's just unevenly deployed. And I think a lot of us have a role to play in making that deployment of what's been invented already more uniform. And the final one, I think, is to share the positive message around our food system, all the way through to consumers, to enlist their support and engagement in the use of science in the food system in a way that improves the sustainability of the planet, reduces the greenhouse gas footprint that's taken to nourish their bodies, and we can do that. So we're honored to be here today to make the pledge and to commit to fulfilling not only our part of it, but the role that we can play in collaborating with our other colleagues to make their parts work as well.
Great. Thank you, Greg. I can tell you from years of conversation with Greg that he has thought deeply about these subjects and that Cargill is serious about making a difference. We really appreciate you being here. Rick, would you like to go next?
Sure. I'm Rick Smith, President and CEO of Dairy Farmers of America. Thank you for having us, and I thought your introductory comments were just terrific, just terrific. We are a cooperative, so we're a big partnership. Over 9,000 farm families. They're virtually all families. Very diverse. We have. We may go to a member meeting in Lancaster, Pennsylvania, and have 200 Amish show up in horse and buggy. And yesterday I was in Windy, Western Kansas, meeting with two farms, one milking about 10,000 cows, another 20,000 cows. Tremendous diversity. And I think nothing typifies sustainability more than the American farmer, and in particular, the American family farmer, because, again, they're almost all families, and they're working the land that their parents and grandparents worked, and it's part of their DNA. Now, one of the things, I appreciated your comments, Doug, on sustainability 10 years ago or whatever. We kind of all, well, at least let me speak for myself, a little bit lip service, didn't completely buy in to how not only was it right in terms of society and community and the world, but it made good business sense. And if you can imagine these independent dairymen, having that dialogue takes a little bit of time, and there's as much art as there is as there is science. One thing I'd point out to all of you, I work for 9,000 CEOs. Can you imagine that? Okay, so about 10 years ago, we embraced one of our strategies is making it easier and more profitable for our members to farm. And what that then led us to is getting more involved in the space of farm practices and farm services. So now we are regularly engaged talking about animal care and wellness, pesticide use, fertilizer strategies, water conservation, employee relations, energy. And we're making, as an industry, tremendous progress. We were recognized last week, maybe 2 weeks ago, by the White House. They're coming up with a biomass roadmap, and specifically what we're doing with anaerobic digestion. One of our board members, he's an hour outside of Bangor, Maine. So for the eastern United States, an hour outside of Bangor, Maine is rural. He's got an anaerobic digester. He takes food waste from several Walmarts. And the electricity, not only does the anaerobic digestion pencil, which took some help from the utility company, but he produces electricity not just for the farm of 1,000 cows, but for 800 residences in his little community. Pretty cool stuff that 5 years ago we would have been hard-pressed to talk about. So I would like to, again, thank you for this initiative. I also would like to recognize the Innovation Center for U.S. Dairy, which has all the leading dairy companies and cooperatives involved. We are trying to push the envelope and get to where we know we need to be on our terms, by our choice. Not because just it's the right thing to do, it's the smart thing to do, and I'd like to thank you for this event.
Yeah, thanks, Rick. I think your point about it being good business is a huge issue. I mean, I should have stressed that more so. People ask us why we spend time thinking about sustainability and why it's lasted this long, and that's the simple answer. It's good business. I mean, we have seen the impact of it. That's why it'll last. That's why we'll keep leaning into it. Hugh, you're up.
Thank you, Doug. So it's very good to be here. Thank you for you throw a big party. So it's very cool. So we are an agricultural company. We're a seed company, really, and we sell seed in 65 countries around the world. In your introduction, you talked about the importance of sustainability and the challenge of more hungry mouths to feed. The other reality is it's climate change. So it's going to become warmer, dustier, drier, and thirstier as more people turn up on this little blue planet. So as we think about challenges, a piece of this is how you build resilience into these seeds and how you make these seeds more adapted to look after themselves in a tougher environment going forward. Greg, I'm optimistic. I think there is real opportunity there, but it's going to take a much more collaborative effort than in the past. 10 years ago, if somebody had said, what do you do? I would have said, I'm in agriculture. And usually then the next expression is, you know, how unfortunate, or I'm terribly sorry. Today, agriculture is the center of many discussions. As I look forward, as I look to the future, as Greg and Rick have talked about, growers are looking for help. They're looking for help on managing water, on better management of soil, and producing more on the same footprint and consuming less. And that's our view of sustainability. There's new tools there. The grower, right now in the Northern Hemisphere, the grower's planting seed. He will make 40, actually it's usually she, the lion's share of the world's growers are women. She will make 40 to 50 decisions by the time that crop is harvested. Many of those decisions are driven by intuition. And the more we can help that grower with better data, the better the decisions, the better the yield, and the more sustainable the crop. Our commitment today is focusing on more effective use of nutrients, and initially on a million acres to improve the efficiency on nutrient use. And we're also looking at better use of water. So in farming, the scary thing is you can never predict the weather, but you really can manage your inputs and you can manage the effectiveness of how you look after that soil for the next generation. And that's our optimistic view on what can be done in agriculture going forward.
Yeah. Isn't it amazing how sometimes just a little bit of education and help can make such a big difference relative to yield? I've been on small farms in Ghana and Zambia and Costa Rica and other markets, and some of the very basic things related to irrigation or spacing of crops, they just don't know. And it's great that you and other companies are out there helping people educate, you know, even taking a package and using the back of the package to show someone how far to space up our grocery area. If you're available for translation.
Jack and I are the only two people here with no accent.
Yeah. Our grocery area. If you're available for translation.
Jack and I are the only two people here with no accent.
Yeah. Recapped the trip where he took Jack Sinclair to Mississippi on a store trip. It was a wasted day. They couldn't understand Jack. Jack couldn't understand them. We have a declaration that we're going to sign that relates to this idea of putting together the puzzle pieces. How do we eliminate the gaps and the overlaps? And if we could, I'd like to ask you guys to stand up. There's a table here. We're going to do this a bit more formally than we normally do in Walmart, and then we'll pose for a picture, give us a big smile, and we'll let you off the hook. Thanks for coming.